Peter Nelson is the director of The Pollinators, a documentary that follows his travels around the United States following migratory beekeepers as they pollinate the flowers that produce the nation's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. The movie was released in late 2019 and is screening at a Berkshire International Film Festival event as a part of its environmental film focus at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, Massachusetts this Sunday at 3 p.m. Nelson tells WAMC that The Pollinators explores the problems that bees, beekeepers, and the country's agricultural system face, and why he's still optimistic.
Populations of honeybees are dying at levels that are unprecedented and very concerning. Close to half of the colonies in the U.S. dying every single year.
There's not one thing, and so that's what a lot of people think, that there's, you know, what's going wrong with the bees, but there's actually several different things that are doing it, and there are parasites that are affecting the bees. There's pesticides that are a big problem with bees, but also poor nutrition, viruses, habitat loss, climate change. All these are elements that kind of all conspire to affect honeybees mostly, and it's other bees too, wild native bees.
And what's the origin of these many different afflictions that bees are facing?
It's interesting. I use the approach of working with these beekeepers and following the beekeepers around, because they move millions of beehives around the country every year, and they're just on the verge of moving probably 2 million beehives into almonds, the almond pollination now. So and they have to do that because it's changes in our agriculture that have really changed beekeeping. I mean, they've been moving bees for a long time, but it's really got accelerated as agriculture has changed, has become much more chemically dependent, much more simplified monocultures of single crops. It's required to bring in bees to some of these crops in order to ensure pollination and therefore a crop.
Now, are bees naturally a migratory creature?
No, they are not. Honeybees are kind of unique in the sense that they are movable. They go into the hive at night, and then they'll stay in the hive. And so typically why many people don't know that this happens is that it is done at night. They're put on pallets and on trucks, and they're moved around the country from one side of the country to the other. And bees move, but they swarm. When they swarm, that's the way a hive naturally will divide. But they'll go usually within a mile initially, and that's how they do spread naturally. But being moved in terms of a migration is not a natural thing for them.
So what kind of paths were you following around the country with these commercial beekeepers?
Well, we started in almonds, started the almond pollination, which is the biggest pollination in the world, and that's about to happen in the next couple of weeks. It'll start. They're moving bees there right now, I know. And then from there, after the pollination, which is about 5 or 6 weeks in almonds, then they go out and they pollinate a lot of other crops. And so it's like 400 of the most common things that we eat. It's the most nutritious things we eat, everything from apples to blueberries, to cranberries, to avocados, and so many things. Or things that we eat every day are dependent upon pollination, and bees are involved in that. And so once the almond pollination is done, they move on to the other crops, so plums, apples, and then blueberries, cranberries, and it's a progression of different crops throughout a season. And that's sort of the structure of the film, is that we follow them in different places to meet up with them, as well as talk to farmers and scientists and chefs and other people.
What were your big takeaways from the project, and were there any moments where you were truly, flabbergasted or surprised at what you were beholding in the commercial bee world?
Yeah, it's really interesting that the size of the almond pollination itself is staggering, and it's like 2 million beehives, rough numbers, over like 1 million acres of almonds, which is itself is just staggering in the Central Valley of California. The sort of specialization of agriculture and the simplification was kind of staggering to me. It's not a lot of what we think of as sort of the way the Amish farm is, a diversified rotation of things, is the way I think many people perceive farming is done. It's not done that in many places. The expanse of corn and soybeans in the Midwest and the western part of the country, a lot of it for ethanol and animal feed, is just led this simplification.
When it came to actually producing the movie, what kind of narratives or threads did you put together into this sort of cinematic form?
Yeah, so I basically use the journey of throughout a season of pollination as kind of a road, and then along that road we visited with, of course, the beekeepers, the really interesting, fascinating commercial beekeepers, but then also we talked to scientists and farmers and chefs and environmentalists about some of the different problems that bees are facing to get a really kind of broad perspective on this whole complex problem. And also it's important to note that we offer some ideas with some farmers that are doing things differently that is hopeful and really kind of exciting that people are making these innovative changes in agriculture through cover cropping and regenerative agriculture that is hopeful, and I hope it's the way things go.
Looking back on your journey, is there a particular story or moment that really stuck with you from that experience of traveling the nation pursuing the bees?
There are a couple of times that we encountered bees getting involved in agricultural spraying through no fault of their own. It was there were a couple of times when we had incidents where I was out with a beekeeper and we came across bees that had been sprayed or came across a spray from a neighboring farm, and that was dramatic and sickening to me. I'm a beekeeper myself, and it was at the same time I knew it was an important and good element for the story. It also really bothered me personally to see, 1,500 or 2,000 beehives get wiped out in careless pesticide use.
You alluded to this a moment ago, but did you walk away from your experience feeling ultimately hopeful about those new strategies and the new ways that bees are being prioritized? Or do you feel like the commercial onslaught of honey manufacturing is too great, or not just honey manufacturing, but largely commercial pollination is sort of too great a juggernaut to slow down at this point?
Oh, I'm totally a hopeful person. I wake up every day hopeful, and one of the great things about this topic and one of the things that I try to get across in the film is that it is hopeful. There are people making a difference, and it's something that we all can make a difference with. It's a very actionable subject, and that's some of the stuff that we go into in the film is the fact that there literally is something that everybody can do to make this better. And that is from buying local honey to from a local beekeeper to planting pollinator gardens and then also, maybe getting involved in legislation. I mean, New York State has legislation that's pending now, and many of the other states do. The local communities here in the Hudson Valley where I live have made actions that make particularly pesticide use banned or restricted, and also encouraging pollinator habitat. And all of these things are something that everybody can get involved in, and that's very exciting to me.